Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Mark, you're going to tell us about a lemonade stand versus the police. But first, we're going to go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, guys. You had Ron Paul on the other night, and I know that specifically, Ian, you don't like the, or you're not real supportive of the audit the Fed bill, and I wanted to explain why a Christian anarchist feels that people need to support the audit the Fed bill. And,
oh, I didn't say you shouldn't support it. I just said I don't think anything's going to come of it.
Well, I think something will come of it,
all right,
and this is what I think will come of it. Even as an anarchist, of course, I don't acknowledge any authority of the government over me at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I do participate in certain things politically that I feel will help to wake people up to the fact that all of this stuff is a bunch of baloney. And an audit the Fed bill would definitely do that if they were successful in getting it across. And even if they're not successful in getting it across, it'll wake people up to the fact that they're just a bunch of thugs and crooks up there. And, you know, because if they, Ron Paul has put all this effort into it, and, of course, all of the supporters, and we've got a global, not a, quite a global, but a nationwide effort that has really organized and rallied behind this cause to audit the Fed. And if at this point they don't pass that bill, which, you know, they're up to their little shenanigans trying to get it sidetracked and
sure,
and defeated. So if at this point they don't pass it, that shows what a bunch of crooks and thugs they are, and people will open up their eyes. Now, if they do,
yeah,
get
but
passed,
wait a minute. I mean, how many people opened up their eyes after the bailouts? I mean, maybe some people did.
A lot of people, Ian. I talked to a lot of people during the course of a day. I talked to people, lawyers, doctors, truck drivers. And I talked, they all understand now that the money is being stolen from their wallet and given to a few bankers at the top. Everybody gets it. There isn't anybody I talked to that hasn't figured that out.
There's a lot of jokes.
Yes.
There's a lot of jokes on late night television that are saying basically that the bailout was poor people bailing out rich people.
So everybody is on this journey from life to death, and during their journey from life to death, they learn more and more about the reality of things around them, and one of the realities of things about around them is that there is no authority behind government. And this helps to show people, it helps them along that path to learn these lessons. Nobody understands all this stuff from day one. They have to get it a little bit at a time. I progressed from kind of a liberal hippie type in the 60s onto what I would call a Republican gun seller. Actually, I had a federal firearms license. I was selling guns. And then I went into a libertarian stretch, and then I finally became an anarchist. But I don't blow things up. I mean, I'm not a black-hooded anarchist that goes around and throws bombs everywhere. That's not really what any kind of anarchist is that I know.
Yeah.
But it's a progression, and people aren't going to learn it all overnight. So you got to kind of spoon feed it to them a little at a time, and I think that this audit the Fed bill is just another spoonful of pudding that's going to show these people exactly what those thugs are up at the top.
And I appreciate
that. Great.
Gene, I appreciate the perspective there. I think that, you know, I think you're pretty accurate with that. I guess my position on it is people shouldn't expect this to change anything. And what you're saying is that it won't probably change anything. But what it might do is it might just show a few more people how crooked the system is. And to that end, then you're probably right.
It'll educate people, and that does change things. If you can educate people, you are changing things. And if we educate them into nothing more than the fact that there are a bunch of thugs in Washington, D.C., which I've been trying to tell people for 30 years, every time people will point to some country across the ocean as being our enemy, I always wake them up and say, you know, our enemies are not overseas. Our enemies are all sitting in Washington, D.C. They're the ones that are trying to infringe on our rights on a daily basis, not anybody overseas.
Well, I consider myself a pretty optimistic dude. It's just that I've been burned on the political process. And I have to say, Gene, how do you feel about the idea that, well, the audit the Fed bill is being supported by a bunch of Republicans, and so it's going to get a bunch of Republicans very excited about auditing the Fed, and then they're going to, you know, it's going to get shot down by, for whatever reason, or even if it gets through, they'll believe that the Republicans are out there working for liberty, when in point of fact they're not. They're just doing this because, well, Obama's in charge. And how many people are going to, in 2010 or 2012, say to themselves, well, we're going to show those Democrats and go and elect some Republicans, thinking that they can just elect the right people and change the system?
A lot of people are going to be like that, Ian. A lot of people are going to just be on the left-right paradigm. But some of those people, a percentage of them, are starting to wake up. And that's the revolution was started with something like 5 to 8% of the people. I don't know the exact amount. Most of the people.
But this doesn't do anything to break
King George.
Yeah, but this doesn't do anything specifically to break the right-left paradigm.
It does. It's at the very least bipartisan. There are a bunch of Democratic sponsors. There's a majority
to be, because 275 co-sponsors in the House. That's well over half.
Right. It's there are a lot of Democrats on board with this in the House. Democrats, a lot of them, I'm talking about regular people, understand that their money's being stolen too. I get entirely that these people are going to try to pencil whip this audit. I understand they're going to. Maybe it'll get through. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But it seems to me that I should support any step in the right direction.
I guess.
I would like to pick up another topic.
I just don't feel like picking up the phone to do anything about it, that's all, because I know that it's not going to do anything.
But if it gets some people on board for liberty, would it do something?
I don't see how it's going to get people on board for liberty. That's the thing I don't get, because there have been so many bills over all the years.
It took different things for you and I to get where we were. Once I heard about that.
Yeah, but it wasn't a political bill.
Yeah, it was. No. It was the New London case. It was a Supreme Court ruling, right? The New London case was a step for me. The Ron Paul loss in New Hampshire was a step for me. These are incidents. And
they're all steps
will be an incident.
On the path to knowledge. But I would like to talk about China for a second and the taxes over there, because I don't think I really had a chance earlier to explain how in China they're cutting taxes left and right on everything you can think of. They used to have this big fee for automobiles because, you know, the private automobile industry is booming in China. People are buying a lot of private automobiles. And they used to have this fee. It was a highway tax. When you bought the license for your car, you had to pay, I think it was like 10,000 yuan per year, or maybe it was only 1,000 yuan per year. I can't remember what it was, but it was a pretty hefty fee with your registration that went as a highway tax. To stimulate the economy and auto sales in China, what they did was they didn't just reduce that tax, they totally eliminated it. It's gone. It's history. And they've eliminated the income tax for most people. There is no sales tax. All of those things stimulate the economy. What are we doing here? The exact opposite.
Well said, Gene. I agree with you there. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So you believe that this one piece of legislation, even though it's not specifically being purported by pro-liberty people, there's one pro-liberty guy behind it, and then 200-something other people that are backing it up for whatever partisan reasons they've decided to back it up. You're saying this one piece of legislation's failure is going to place blame on the system itself?
I don't know. I think that people will find... In the New London versus what was the name of the case? Do you recall?
Kelo
versus New London case. It was a situation where the town of New London, Connecticut, was condemning an entire neighborhood so that I believe it was Pfizer could build a company there. They would get more tax revenue from that neighborhood. I knew what the Constitution said. It said that eminent domain should only be used for public use, not public good. The Supreme Court was interpreting it as public good, and therefore I saw that the Supreme Court couldn't read or didn't care what the Constitution said. That was a step for me.
1-800-259-9231. Yeah, I understand you are already well along the path. This is just going to be another bill that fails. It doesn't... I'm confused. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. That's, again, SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you tonight.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, free for you, at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. Show's also brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at liberty in your lifetime is right here in New Hampshire with hundreds and soon thousands of other like-minded liberty activists. Because you want more than just to be able to hope that somebody's going to see the failure of some bill in Washington, D.C. and say to themselves, boy, that federal government sure doesn't work. Well, what do I do now? Because even if most people come to some new conclusion because of this new bill that the audit the Fed bill fails or whatever, they come to the conclusion that the federal government is corrupt, they won't have any solutions to jump to. Most people aren't listening to Free Talk Live. They're not getting the message of liberty along with the audit the Fed bill. So I think that while what Gene was saying earlier about how this could, you know, push some people over the edge may be true, I don't think it's going to be very many, and I don't think they're going to have any destination to which to go once they do get pushed over that edge.
But they might look for a destination.
Maybe they will. It's all very speculative.
It is very speculative.
What you're trying to get me to do is admit that this is worth spending time on, and I don't believe it's worth spending time on. I believe there are far more things that are much more that'll give you a much greater return on investment than any kind of time spent on supporting the audit the Fed bill. But if that's how you want to spend your time, by all means.
I think that there are better things to spend one's time on from a political action standpoint for liberty than the audit the Fed bill. However, I'm going to support, from the national level, I still have, you know, some inkling, some tiny, tiny, tiny little hope. I'm not saying it's a realistic hope that something might turn around for the good old U.S. of A. I can't vote against something like the audit the Fed bill because of that. And
sort I'd of say root, you should vote against it.
I'm sort of root against it. Well, that's kind of, you know, it's like, who cares if it wins? Big deal. Blah,
just,
blah.
Hey, I'm jaded, Mark. Don't expect me to care about this crap.
I get that you're jaded. I totally understand.
If it did succeed, it would probably have the effect of waking some people up, because I imagine an audit of the Federal Reserve would show people that they're really running up deficits. Basically, they're going to threaten the stability of the dollar, and I think you would get a lot of people who started to look a little bit more into central banking. Now, I'm not saying it's necessarily going to pass or it's even likely, but if it does get passed, I think a lot of people will see that the Federal Reserve is a very flawed institution, and they might start thinking about the money system. I mean, that's specifically one specific area where people might take
it's a lot
pause.
Of mites. It's a lot of mites and could
well, what,
and
I mean,
possibilities.
Well, what should people do if they're sitting in Ohio or California? I mean, some people, I would recommend moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Yeah, if they love liberty, they should move to New Hampshire.
Well, right. But they don't know about it, just like you said. A lot of them don't know about it.
That's just it, which is why
concur.
If you're going to spend time on politics, it makes more sense to support a candidate that actually has a message that's worth supporting. A Ron Paul candidate, I gave a few hundred bucks to Ron Paul during his 2008 campaign, and I felt like it was money okay spent. I think the campaign could have done a better job with it, but, you know, all that aside, he still did better promoting the ideas of liberty than anyone else was at that time, and so that's why he got the money. I'm not similarly inspired in any way by some piece of legislation to give money to this effort, for instance. You know, the Campaign for Liberty just sent me this a four-page document begging me for money, and it doesn't get me going.
I guess I haven't given any money for it either, because I figure it's an idea whose time has come, and I think that it will go through in some kind of watered down, bastardized form. Unfortunately, that's how Washington does things. What can I tell you?
I think we've all gotten our thoughts out on this, so if you want to share yours, 800-259-9231. I don't feel like I have the strongest position here, because I think you guys are making some good points, but I still don't feel persuaded to actually invest any time in trying to, you know, call a congressman about this or do any of that stuff, or even tell a friend. Let's go to Fred in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Fred.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
It's Fred Parcells from the Keene, formerly of the Keene Police Department, and formerly of the Keene City Council. We've talked so much about you, Fred. I think this is the first time you've actually ever called Free Talk Live.
But I'm calling out of a state of aggravation with you.
Oh, no. With me? What have I done?
Did Mark not tell you?
Fred, I failed you. I've forgotten the break. I'm sorry.
Someone, Ian, on your—I don't know if it's your site or you're the administrator of the Free Keene postings. I don't know the technical terms. is using my name, and you're allowing that to occur.
Oh, the freaking blog comments. Yeah, I saw those today. I think people figured out pretty quickly that it wasn't you, Fred, so I don't think you have anything to be concerned
with. Don't you think you have an obligation to take them down and to correct?
Boy, if I had to police all of the comments on the freaking
forum. But I'm not asking you to police comments. You knew that it wasn't me that wrote whatever was written. You can tell by however the person sends the information, and you know that it wasn't me.
I'm with Frank.
When I write there, which is infrequent but on occasion, you know exactly that it's coming from my email. You know that.
The Freekeen Forum is not the BBS. It doesn't run by the same rules.
It's the comments on the Freekeen.
You're far more active on Freekeen. I understand. Fine, whatever it is. I may not know the right terms either.
Well, and wait. If somebody wants to engage in satire, then they're certainly welcome to engage in satire.
They shouldn't be using my name.
I understand, Fred, but welcome to the Internet. I mean, this is a place where people can pose as others.
You're in charge of such matters. You knew it wasn't me.
I actually don't take responsibility for the comments on the blog. Anybody can come along and anonymously post whatever they want to, and they can put whatever name they want on there, and that's just the way it's set up.
You can put strictures on it. You have the ability to do that. You can go in and rename them the pseudo-Fred or something like that.
But it's obvious that they're not Fred. Anybody that reads the comments can tell that, because the next comment right in line is from somebody else saying, hey, this isn't Fred. So the market has solved the problem.
Then you know what? Then you need to go on and say, I know for a fact it's not Fred, and find out who's being so stupid out there. And you would know who that is, because I'm sure it's someone that's written to you perhaps under another one of their aliases, but that you would be able to determine who that is.
I don't know who it is.
That sounds speculative, Fred. I think that he should do something about it.
I can see the IP address of the person. They put in a fake email address, so all I have is an IP address. But you're right. I could post that I know this is Fred. I may have been persuaded I know it's not Fred. I may have been persuaded to do that. I actually considered doing that earlier, but I thought, well, there were already several posts saying that it wasn't you, so that seemed to be
You're the administrator or whatever the appropriate term of the site.
Do it.
And
I'm not going to do it right now. I'm on the air. Well, okay, cut me a break.
I don't mean right now.
I think Fred has a point.
I said I'd take care of it. Okay. Gosh, people.
You win,
anything
Fred.
Else?
It's lonely at the top, Ian. When you're in charge, you have to take the
Except I'm not in charge, Fred. I'm doing this as a favor to you because you're a nice guy. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Anybody else, you know, if you ask nicely, I'll consider doing something like that. But, hey, it's the Internet. People can pose as other people. And I don't know. Maybe it was Fred. I don't know whose IP it is.
Come on.
How do I know whose IP it is? It could be anybody. Actually, it's somebody in Illinois, from what it looks like. 800-259-9231. Freekeen.com is what he's talking about. You can see the comments there on the latest story. It's Free Talk Live.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you could smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit premiumecigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. Premiumecigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features do include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and edit virtually anything that's there. It's like the listener editable version of our website at wiki.freetalklive.com.
Guns, protests, smoking bans, biker rallies, comic conventions, pork fest, homeschooling, mortgages, pirates, hot chicks talking about liberty, and of course, there's the puppet from outer space, thinktwicenews.com. Go there and subscribe today. It's thinktwicenews.com, brought to you by SACL CAI.
You know, since we're talking about things going on here in our lovely Keene, New Hampshire, which is, of course, one of the many destinations for liberty activists moving as part of the Free State Project, there was some action this morning at about 10 a.m. at the Keene District Court. Yet another liberty activist, another peaceful activist, was brought before the court. And, well, he appeared before the court because I guess he understood that they would come and force him to appear if he didn't. On a charge of illegal gardening, or as they called it, excavation without a permit. And it was Anarcho Jesse, who the video of his original arrest is available over at freekeen.com. You can see that happening. Basically, the story behind it was the city council at the time had spent $5,000 and voted to spend $5,000 taxpayer dollars on a viability study for a co-op. Now, the co-op would be a privately run food co-op. And basically, they had come to the city to beg them to help them fund their business with this viability study. So all of the taxpayers were then essentially put on the hook for paying for this viability study when not all of the taxpayers might have been interested in funding this particular co-op. But that all aside, Jesse decided to make a point about how it is that the viability study isn't necessary for such things. You just go out, get the darn dirt, and plant the seeds. And so that's what he did. He brought a hoe or a trowel or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think it was a hoe. And he brought that out to Central Square, this central area here in the town square.
Correct. City property.
Well, it was just coming out. I mean, it's our property. We pay taxes, so it's public property, meaning that everybody owns a piece of it, or no one owns a piece, one or the other. And so he came out there with his stuff, a few bags of dirt, some seeds, came out with a hoe, and it was just getting to the end of wintertime, so spring was just kind of coming there wasn't a leaf on the tree at that point, so there was certainly no grass on the ground. It wasn't like he was destroying anything that was already beautiful or anything like that. And he stuck the hoe in the ground, and shortly thereafter, a few minutes later, after he dug a small trench, maybe no more than 3 or 4 inches deep, one of the police came by, Lieutenant Shane Maxfield, and arrested Jesse, hauled him off, took away all the stuff, and that was the trial that was scheduled today.
Well, I mean, let's be clear that it's not like they just surprised him or anything. He, you know, posted on free
TV. Oh, it was an announced disobedience, but it was also something that should have been left alone. He was beautifying and improving.
I'm not sure about that.
He was beautifying and improving basically a patch of grass and improving it by planting tomatoes
in
there.
In theory, we all own Main Street, but if I took a jackhammer to it to put in a swimming pool for the community to use, no one should stop me. Well, it sounds funny, but that I think it's pretty close parallel to what he was doing.
Come on now. That's your example, while it parallels it, is like paralleling it over into an area where it's easily arguable that something was done that could have interfered with others' enjoyment of the Main Street, whereas a garden plot in a field of grass does nothing. It wasn't like it was in the way of anything at all. It was just a barren field.
It was barren because the snow had just melted, but
right, and later it's grass.
Yeah, but it does change your ability to use the town square. I mean,
you might have to walk around it a little bit. Is that what you're saying? It's not exactly an equivalent.
Well, it's not a huge field. I mean, it's a relatively small area that people do use for gatherings, and I can understand the point he was trying to make. But I think it's hard to sell it as he was somehow victimized for outlaw gardening, because the only outlaw part about it was he was doing it on city property.
I think that that what he did was artistically and adroitly back them into a corner that they had to react on. The fact is, town, the central square, and believe me, I'm not a fan of Anarcho Jesse and his activism, and I could be a lot meaner if I felt like he really, did a bad thing. He was artful in this. He used an issue that was timely, which was this food co-op. It didn't exactly parallel, but it was close enough, likely, in people's mind that putting a little community garden in there kind of paralleled with the idea of the co-op and the money that was stolen and given to the co-op for their mm-hmm. feasibility study and all that kind of thing. But I think he knew from the very beginning of it that he had them dead to rights, and that they were going to have to come out and mess with him. And
I think he knew that, yeah.
He had them.
I'm just recapping what
happened. There was nothing that
here.
They could do.
I'm just recapping for our listeners that might not have known what went down. So today was the trial, and predictably, he was found guilty. And he tried to I think he did a fairly good job. He, in defense of himself, basically his legal arguments surrounded the state's definition of excavation, because he'd been charged with excavation without a permit or something like that. I think that was the charge.
Okay. Yeah,
not positive, but it was a town ordinance that he had allegedly violated, the excavation thing. And so he went in and said, okay, well, the ordinance does say this, but the state law defines excavation as using all these different tools to move the dirt, and with the exception of tilling the soil for agricultural purposes. It actually says
so it is in fact not excavation.
It is in fact not excavation. However, he was still found guilty because the town ordinance also apparently has the term disturbing city property. So apparently if you go and you kick over an anthill on city property, you've disturbed it and could be charged with disturbing city property without a permit.
Well, that's how these laws are written. They're written to be arbitrary, to be enforced in an arbitrary fashion. I think we all sort of knew that what he was doing was going to be considered illegal.
I guess it was $100 fine plus a $20 fee on top of the fine, so it came out to $120.
I'm flabbergasted by that crap. How they can put a fee on a fine just lays me out. I cannot understand.
It's the privilege of being the state. You can put a fee on anything you want.
So
he said he wasn't going to pay. And
he's going to go to jail for 3 days, right?
Right. Community service was not offered. I don't know if he would have taken that, but the judge basically said you're going to pay or you're going to jail for 3 days.
Was this Judge Burke?
It was Judge Burke, Edward Burke. Edward Burke said, the man in the robe said that you're going to go to jail for 3 days if you don't pay this, so he's going to give him a few days to think about it. And the last I heard was Jesse is considering an appeal. Some of the activists there said they would pay for the appeal. Of course, it's easy to point out that the appeal is probably going to cost more than the paying the fine, so the state would end up with more money. Apparently, there is some sort of process that would allow him to apply as an indigent defendant or something like that, but then they might need to see financial information. So who knows how onerous and invasive of a process that particular thing is. So we're still going to it's undetermined at this point how this is going to play out, but there's a very real possibility that yet another activist, yet another peaceful person will be spending time in jail here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. I think the current totals are up to well over $6,000 taxpayer dollars being spent to keep activists in jail this year in 2009. It has been a banner year for locking up peaceful people here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Now, peaceful, I'm not entirely ready to use the term peaceful.
Well, he did bring a gun with him, too.
It's not the gun issue. I mean, the man has the right to bear arms, as far as I'm concerned. It seems a little inappropriate, but if he were, it's not a peaceful act in that he was doing vandalism to property, and it's communally owned property, so at the same time that it's his property, it's everybody else is in Keene, too. Mm-hmm. So although he's allowed to till his own soil, he is not allowed to till mine, although I'm not a resident.
And a lot of the other owners probably would have viewed that as vandalism.
So I'm not entirely ready to call it peaceful. However,
anybody's property. Nobody owns that property. Either he owns the property or nobody owns it.
Or everybody does.
Well, and he made a claim on that particular piece for that particular time.
And so did the people that arrested him.
More on the way. You can take control. He didn't use violence. They did. It's Free Talk Live.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable boy pet set. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. And again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the trial of Anarcho Jesse. He is one of the Free Staters, one of the liberty activists here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, and I would say probably one of the most controversial Free Staters across New Hampshire, just because he's engaged in some forms of activism that haven't really been very popular amongst a lot of other liberty-minded people here. Of course, I think he's probably most noteworthy or notorious, however you want to put it, for the triple flag burn that happened last year. And he burned the American flag, the UN flag, and the state of New Hampshire flag, which, Mark, you and I have argued plenty on that particular issue, and I'm sure
we're not talking about that issue at this time, because I certainly wouldn't be falling on Jesse's side.
And Nick, I'm sure you'd probably take Mark's side on the flag.
Oh yes,
burn.
I don't know if it's so much the form of the activism that he's chosen. I think the tone and the just the way he's gone about the activism is what kind of turns me off to it. I honestly don't know if it's productive. I think it can turn people off to other liberty activists and what they're doing in the area.
I think you can make that statement about just about anything.
I think it does turn people off. I'll make that statement.
I think you can make that statement about anything that activists do, and I think that with the example of Sam, our friend Sam Dodson from the Obscure Truth Network, who went to jail recently for 58 days because he went into the city building with a video camera, went up to the second floor and to the public clerk's office and tried to video record there. They arrested him, and he used his right to remain silent. And because he chose to remain silent, he was kept in jail for 58 days. There was some guy who criticized him who allegedly would have agreed with us. So a perfect example of somebody who was made very upset by one of the forms of activism here, which a lot of us supported, was this gentleman was made very upset, and he claimed to be somebody who likes freedom. He's somebody who actually called this show a year ago and announced himself as a state rep candidate from around here and talked a good game about freedom. And when I asked him to take the small government pledge, he refused to do it. He writes this uninformed letter to the city newspaper, an open letter to Sam, critiquing him and being, well, sounding uninformed and rude about the situation. But it just as an example to show you whether it's burning a flag or engaging in free speech or rather the freedom of the press, there's some aspect of any of those things that's going to make somebody angry.
Yes.
You can't win them all.
No, certainly you can't. I just think you can do a better job of bringing more people to your side than alienating them. If you're alienating more people than you're bringing on, you really might as well stay home.
Yeah, and there's no real way to determine that.
There's
right?
not.
You can't really tell.
There's not, but I think...
It's speculate. You know?
Yeah, I'm just speculating. It's just my personal opinion on it, and while I'm sure Sam's activism has angered some people, obviously it angered this one guy you were talking about who wrote into the Sentinel. I think that Sam's activism is just a little bit more, it's more well thought out. And I think that you might be able to bring people around again on it. Like if you talked to the individual who wrote this letter, you might be able to convince him about Sam's activism. I don't, however, think you could show him what Jesse did and bring him around on that.
On the flag. Not on the...
On the flag or the gardening. I think a lot of people are not... You know, I don't even...
See, that's just it. What can you do, right? Because you're never going to make everybody happy. Even within the movement of activists, you can't make everybody happy. I see where you're coming from, Nick, and I agree that some activism, in my opinion, is more effective than others.
What I just think people need to keep in mind is that when they're doing this activism, it's not just for the benefit of other activists around them. The point of doing this activism is to reach out to other people and bring them over, at least closer to your own point of view about
liberty. To some extent, it's not. I think it depends on the goals of the activist involved. I think that there was what I did recently. I went in with a stack of 3,000, well, actually 2,750-something $1 bills. I went into the tax office, and I spent 25 minutes of my time in there paying a property tax bill with all ones. And somebody could say, well, you held up the line. That's going to make people angry because there were people waiting also to pay property taxes and other extractions behind me. I did bring some pizza and offered it to
them.
That
was helpful.
I think that helped the situation. But that was not really something that I had done to reach out to the City of Keene residents so much as to have a video created for the purposes of showing the rest of the world what's going on here.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that that's what a lot of the civil disobedience activism is going for in the area. And I think that people in the City of Keene who don't necessarily have a view on the issues one way or the other sort of pick up on that, or at least the activism's not getting through to them because it's not necessarily designed to. And I understand that there's value in getting more pro-liberty activists to move, but there's only value in it if they're going to be able to convince the people who already live here about the ideas.
You know, something that Nick said here kind of strikes a chord with me, and I find a certain amount of agreement for myself. I think that that some of the activism that's been done up to this point that I kind of agree with, the civil disobedience type activists, has been done in a manner of look at the system is violent, the system is not working, the system is a poor way to solve problems. It's been done with sort of more love and, you know, more so to show people that there's a problem. And I think that some activism, and you know, maybe Jesse's is more like this, is kind of the, and see if this fits. I'm not ready to make a firm statement on it, but just see if it fits, is kind of the, yeah, I'm a rock out with your sock out kind of anarchist. Look at me. Like
I didn't feel like the gardening thing was that at all. I thought the gardening thing was very tasteful.
Okay.
I mean, he was planting some tomato seeds, man.
Well, but that's
pretty harmless.
I'm just saying it's about the attitude that's brought on. I don't know.
I don't think he had a bad attitude.
I think
with
it's
that.
Very difficult to discern.
He was very cooperative with the police lieutenant that came to arrest him. So, you know, he didn't go limp like Sam went limp when he was arrested. A lot of people critiqued Sam for that. So, again, it doesn't matter what you do. Some people are always going to be very unhappy.
You're right about that.
But I do agree with you that some instances of activism are better than others, and I think that the gardening protest, as far as Jesse is concerned, was a step in the right direction. It did happen after the flag burn, and he also, of course, did the hat protest in the courtroom, which I think was also in the right as well.
I just think that people should keep in mind when they're doing the activism, a good piece of activism should, it shouldn't necessarily have to appeal to just activists or just to the unconverted. A good piece of activism should be able to make, people who don't agree with the philosophy of liberty think, and at the same time inspire people who already agree with you.
Now, of course, you're talking about civil disobedience and non-cooperation.
Pretty much civil disobedience. I mean, politics, I don't think, really changes people's mind to the same extent.
So
civil disobedience, it doesn't give people the same strong impression of a group. When people think of free staters, I don't think that somebody running for city council or for state representative is really going to cement strong emotional feelings about, pro-liberty activists in the area either way, or anywhere, if you're listening somewhere far away. I don't think that politics does that, but I think that civil disobedience, it tends to hit people on a more emotional level, how they react to it, whether they strongly agree with you or change their position closer to yours, or whether they completely go the opposite direction and, completely write off everything else you have to say.
Well, one of the interesting things I think about today that I want to make sure that I mention is that this group of activists here, these free staters and liberty activists up here in New Hampshire, are a wonderful group of people who I think are very compassionate and very forgiving people, because, as I mentioned, Jesse has been one of the more controversial characters. There was a thread on the Free Keen forums within the last few months that sounded a little bit like, kind of violent rhetoric coming from him. I wouldn't say for sure that it was, but there was certainly some debate that sprung up from that.
I didn't read the comments myself, but they sounded like a violent rhetoric.
They were brash. I would say they were brash. And Dale, one of our co-hosts, had decided that he was not going to go to this particular trial. As a result of that, he was ostracizing Jesse. And I said I was going to go to the trial because I want to support people when they do the right thing. And I thought that this was a good form of activism and that it was something that I wanted to get behind. And I was so pleased to see that about two dozen people, I didn't get an exact count, but there were a lot of activists there today. So despite all of the missteps, perhaps, that he may have taken, the activists got behind him, and they came out in full force today in support of him, and I thought that was awesome. More on the way here. Hour number two is coming up. You can bring up anything. An illegal lemonade stand will tell you about it. It's Free Talk Live.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven, by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.